Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
The South Haven Foundation and the Bridge Academy sponsor this episode. At the Bridge Academy, we redefine leadership. It's more than a title, it's a refined art, cultivated through comprehensive development programs designed to elevate your skills and mindset. In this era of rapid technological evolution, we equip you with ethical business principles and technological savvy, ensuring you're not just leaders of today but visionaries of tomorrow. Join us at the Bridge Academy, where leadership is refined and community is defined. Together, let's build a future where education, ethics, and leadership converge. The Bridge Academy, where leaders are made and communities thrive.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort, and today we have with us Jason Walton, and he is the current president of the Board of Directors for the Chamber of Commerce here in South Haven. Jason, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Jason Walton. I've been involved with the board for a little over 2 years now. I currently work at FedEx as an innovation advisor at World Headquarters at Hacks Cross in Winchester.
Right.
Have a career just before this in education, and so that's my backstory.
So, in your involvement with the chamber, what's a few of the things that got you connected to the chamber and then on the board of directors?
Sure. So, I had an opportunity to live in a number of places around our country, Nashville, as well as South Florida, and was very involved in the business community in those areas.
Right.
Affiliated with the chamber in many of those areas, and I kind of feel like that's my tribe a little bit. I like small business owners. I like the way they hustle. And so when I landed back in South Haven, I was excited to connect with our largest chamber in DeSoto County.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, but South Haven Chamber is second on the list for Memphis Business Journal for our largest chambers in the Mid-South.
Yeah.
So just behind Greater Memphis Chamber.
Right.
And so DeSoto County is deeply important to me, having grown up here, even though I've been away for a while. Coming back here to the area, I wanted to see what I could do to volunteer and bolster the chamber.
So, you know, one of the things that is unique about this area is that it is a suburb of a big city, but it's also across the state line, but it's also at the northern tip of a state at a border of multiple states. You know, as you think about this area, what are some of the things that really that attract businesses to this location? But also, what are some of the things that the chamber does really well to help small businesses and even larger businesses in this community?
Sure. So, I would say that things that attract people here are just the natural economic vibrance of the community. Goodness gracious, what is the fastest growing county in Mississippi? It's been the same answer for 20 years.
Right.
It has been the absolute same answer for 20 years. DeSoto County is going from success to success.
Right.
South Haven is a leader in the municipalities within DeSoto County. I think that's what draws people here. You only have to go up and down our main thoroughfares, which include State Line Road, Goodman, Church, Getwell, and there are new construction signs, look what's coming signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just feel it. It's a great momentum that we have here in this particular community. But going back to what you said earlier, we are in an interesting place here in the tri-state area, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas. Earlier in my life when I was living in other parts of the country, you know, you say the tri-state area, they think that's New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I'm like, no. The tri-state areas are tri-state areas.
That's right.
But the Mid-South has a lot to offer And I honestly think that this is one of the shiniest spots. I mean, where do people want to lay their head at night? Where do people want their children to go to school?
Right.
Where do they want to start a business?
Right.
Where is their disposable income in order to propel the economic engine that powers not just our area, but the state of Mississippi? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have the numbers in my head, but I think that we contribute a lot to tax coffers for the state of Mississippi.
Absolutely.
So we benefit people far beyond our borders. And so there's probably a list of things that Mississippi is not getting right, but DeSoto County is one of the things, and South Haven in particular, is one of the things that Mississippi is getting right.
Absolutely. So, you know, you've been serving on the board for a number of years, and currently you're the president of the board of the directors for the Chamber of Commerce. What's it like in that role? You just started in October, so you're just getting your feet wet. And as you mentioned to me off camera before we got started, the building hasn't burned down yet. That's a great success. So tell me a little bit about your experience.
Well, I really enjoyed my service, both as a rank and file member, moving into officer positions. Previously, I've served as treasurer. That's a great way for any not-for-profit. I would just give this as unsolicited advice to anybody listening. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the in and out of a not-for-profit, serving as treasurer for a year, understanding the cash flow.
Right.
How the organization brings money in and how it produces a public good.
Yeah.
Because we never lose sight of the fact that we're a not-for-profit.
That's right.
We don't seek profit. We seek a public good for the work that we do.
Right.
And so, but I've really enjoyed it. And the thing that makes it a pleasure, honestly, is the staff. We have a magnificent executive director and Debbie King and the other staff members who are here really make it, I think, a choice volunteer opportunity in our county.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I think that is the strength of this board is the way that we keep it moving.
Sure.
We have a president who serves for a year. They stay on the board for 1 year as an immediate past president, but we're always passing the baton,
right?
Because we want to create opportunities for leadership for a lot of people.
Yeah,
I've been associated with some not-for-profits, and I've been in some communities before where you'll have somebody who served as the chamber president for 10 or 15 years,
right?
And to me, that's not a sign of health.
No,
and so I'm happy to serve my term. My immediate predecessor was Jeff King. With True Medical Testing here in South Haven, and his predecessor was April Armstrong. She was just in the, but it's a wonderful thread to be a part of, and I look forward next year to passing the baton to another person.
Right,
and so I would encourage anybody. You can start as a volunteer. You can start as a member. You can become an ambassador. You know, I encourage you to involve yourself in some of our programs like SIP, South Haven Young Professionals. I don't qualify for that anymore. I'm officially a SOP. I'm a South Haven Old Professional. So, but get involved in the chamber. Get involved in the engine that propels this geography forward. And there are leadership opportunities. It's honestly the joy of my week. There are things in my calendar that I wish I could draw a line through, like I'd prefer to not take that meeting.
Right.
But there are opportunities like we had just this past week. We have our monthly board meeting, and I'm excited to come here to connect with real business leaders in the county and to hear about what's going on and see what we can do to keep this place the destination that it is.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
What brought you to FedEx? You mentioned that FedEx is your main occupation. Yeah. During the week. What brought you to FedEx?
Honestly, it's an encore career for me. I've spent the better part of my life in education, and I've been in both K-12 and higher ed. So I have a interesting perspective, at least to me, maybe not to others. But I've dealt with the K-12 environment, and I've also dealt with the undergrad,
right,
and graduate perspective. So I consider myself to have kind of a P through 12, not P16, but a P16 plus kind of perspective. And I really am passionate about human development and helping people progress, mm-hmm, whether that's academically or in their career. And the role that I landed in, and FedEx really feeds that in a good way. So we do a lot of training for frontline managers,
right,
people who are stepping into management for the very first time.
Yeah.
Maybe business or management was not their, maybe they didn't have a thought in their head about being a manager, but because of their acumen, because of what they've demonstrated in their role at FedEx, we get an opportunity to help them develop.
Right.
Because you go from being sort of an individual contributor to, okay, I'm going to be in charge of, who my peers were,
right,
last week.
Right, right.
So we try to equip them as best we can with the skills they need to succeed and help the company.
So, as you look at what FedEx is doing internally, they're looking for opportunities to find leaders and to develop leaders and to develop those who can step beyond maybe even, as you mentioned, what they first had a vision of what they could do. That development and that opportunity happens because someone thought about the future and someone saw talent and someone saw opportunity and they put them together. And so as you work inside your organization to develop those leaders inside FedEx, what are some of the important lessons for both the people who are thinking about leadership roles, mm-hmm, and those who are looking for leaders?
Yeah, I think that, if you're looking for leaders, I'll start at the top and then I'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for leaders, it's extremely powerful, to have the position that you're in when you have people that you can potentially career advance, mm-hmm, and you can recast and reframe how they think about themselves. And so I think that's probably one of my most rewarding, unspoken until now, experiences is giving somebody a different idea about themselves.
Sure.
They have a very strong idea of who they are and who their identity is.
Right.
And you see something in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see talent and a skill set. And you say, if you just applied yourself in this direction, I think that your whole trajectory could change. And so that's interesting to me. And
right,
I find
right,
it very rewarding.
Sure.
But, If I'm thinking about, that person who is trying to career progress or maybe hasn't been tapped on the shoulder yet and told that we see something in you, those individuals, the advice that I find myself giving a lot is to maintain a determined curiosity. What do you not know that you wish you knew
right,
more about?
Right.
And how can you lean into that?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the resources that we can connect you to,
mm-hmm,
that would maybe create a scenario where you could, take on a new life path?
Right.
And so That's my answer on that.
Well, you know, I think that leads right into a reality that someone who wants to be in leadership or even has been told you're going to have the opportunity to be in leadership, that is a development path, but it's also one that never ends by way of learning. You know, leaders are constantly learning. They're constantly looking both ahead and behind. They're looking for the things they've learned in the past to help them with the problems in the future, but they're also looking at innovation, they're looking at opportunity, and they're looking to see how they can bring others along. It's one thing to progress as a person. It's another thing to progress as a person and bring others with you. And that's what real leaders do, is they progress as a person and then they bring others with them. And that's part of what is so great about the South Haven Chamber of Commerce is it's all about the relationships and bringing others with you. So, you know, as we look at the impact that the South Haven Chamber of Commerce does have within this community, they have an impact because they build the relationships. They bridge the opportunities from one organization to another. They supply that avenue for new members, new businesses, new organizations in the community to reach out, to grow, and to help the community flourish. And I think that's important in this area, that we don't ever stop. We don't say, well, enough is enough, or hey, we've grown big enough. We just keep looking for more opportunities, taking the past, bringing it along, looking to the future, and build bridges between the two.
I concur entirely, and that's the thing that draws me not only to this geography in South Haven, but there's a restlessness there, and there's a feeling for the cool side of the pillow, as I like to say, and a eye that's always cast and gazing for the horizon. And you don't see that everywhere.
No.
And I think that maybe people who have never lived anywhere except DeSoto County don't fully appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And having been in some other geographies, both in my upbringing and through my professional life, living in different places, I can tell you that that spirit is not always present.
That's right.
And we should never take that for granted.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for your both leadership and your contributions to the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. And thank you for spending some time talking about, you know, leadership and development, sure, education and growth. If you, as a viewer, have looked at this and you say, well, I'm not part of an organization like FedEx. I may be part of a small business. One of the opportunities you have is to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. Start building relationships, because it's those relationships, it's that opportunity to volunteer, to help, to serve, that opens doors for you to grow in your business, to grow in your leadership, and to make connections just like Jason and others here at the Chamber of Commerce who can help you develop. But if your business is needing to grow, it's also a great place for your business to build those relationships it needs to move from the level that you're at up to the next one. So we thank you for watching this episode of South Haven Business Beat, and we hope that you will get involved with your local chamber if you're not part of this community, not part of DeSoto County. But if you are part of DeSoto County, we hope that you will consider joining the chamber and consider being a part of the activities that help move this county and this city forward. Thank you and have a great day.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
If you're ready to elevate your brand with top-notch video production and editing, trust Pure Focus Media to bring creativity, precision, and impact to your content. Visit our website to learn more and schedule your consultation. Pure Focus Media, crafting stories, inspiring connections.
This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.